Okay, this is the premium episode for this week, pre-recorded, you know, I don't know, is it like Tuesday or something?
I think so.
It's Tuesday.
Sam Hyde didn't work out. We couldn't schedule that, probably for the best. Everyone seemed angry that we were going to have him on anyways, which, you know, I guess is good, whatever. You know, I mean, the real motivation is just to get people to listen to the fucking show.
Right.
That's all I want. Just listen to the
show.
Just
lying.
We were gonna record. We were gonna record Sam at my apartment. I was gonna make him kiss the mezuzah to come in.
Yeah.
It'd be funny to make him wear a yarmulke. Yeah.
I would have. Yeah. I have a blue flame yarmulke that I would have made him wear.
That would have been good.
Yeah, yeah.
My problem is I can't say no to people. You know. Right. So it could be like if it's the world's most famous Nazi. And they were like, can I do the podcast? Like, I don't know.
It's just a Nazi head in like the Futurama water.
Right. He has a bunch of fans. Yeah. And then they'll start listening to the show and then they'll stop being Nazis when they... That's how I delude myself into thinking will happen.
Well, here's what
somehow irony is going to convince people to not be racist.
Well, I mean, like that famous Holocaust quote where they're like, first they came for the communists. Yeah. That's right. Not the real quote. It's like, first the communists had Nazis on their podcast.
Yeah.
Right. I said nothing because I didn't have enough premium subscribers. Yeah. And then they came for me, but I had already bought a PS4.
Yeah. Yeah. I will buy that PS4. We're all going to have PS4s, and I'm going to go back to gaming, folks.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I'm going to quit the internet. I'm going to go back to gaming and just be, you know, I watch, you know, you like Demonious Axe and stuff. Those big fat guys on YouTube who... are just angry and their lives seem to suck and they live in the middle of nowhere, but they have gaming. And that's like the thing. You think, you watch these people and you're like, how do they not kill themselves?
Gaming, mm-hmm. dude.
And it's gaming.
Yeah. Gaming saved my life.
It's a religion, mm-hmm. you know? So we got Felix.
We got Big Dick Felix in the house.
We got Big Dick Felix from Chapo Trap House. We are live at the...
Sucko fuck house.
I don't know what's the Park Slope Mansion.
Park Slope Mansion. Yeah. We do lease it also from Anthony Cumia.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
part
yeah,
of the it's, Anthony Cumia Realty Group.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, this is Anthony Cumia South or West. I don't know directions, but.
Yeah, AC AC Brooklyn.
Neither. Cumia Studios East.
ACDC stands for Anthony Cumia Dice Clay.
Dude, I did a show at a club, and they had Andrew Dice Clay's smoked cigarette butt taped to the wall. Disgusting. As memorabilia. they had this fucking, it was like on a bulletin board.
It's the world's shittiest Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, they got fucking Sam Kinison's cum rags on the wall.
Right, no, they have the couch. This is true. Pauly Shore went to the Funny Bone in Richmond and fucked like one of the wait staff and nutted on the couch. And then refused to clean the cum up.
Didn't clean it up.
Just didn't clean it up, and then they had to buy a new couch. Pauly Shore.
Oh, fuck, man.
Hey, buddy. That story comes courtesy of Joe Hafke.
I've heard that story a bunch, too.
Yeah. Well, Joe Hafke was the one that told me. Joe Hafke is a friend of the show. My friend. Not really. You guys don't know who the fuck he is.
I think I met him once.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He just got married.
Bald?
No.
Then I did not
Short.
Meet him. Short. Maybe I did meet him. I don't know. Fuck. I met a bald guy that you were friends with.
That's you.
No, I have hair. I just cut my hair short as a style choice.
Yeah, he has a Macklemore.
I have a lot of hair.
You and Ben are my only bald friends.
No, Ben is bald, but I try to limit hair.
I try to limit the amount of bald guys I'm friends with because you never know when it's actually cancer. And we also don't know for sure the cancer isn't contagious.
That's right.
The science is still, you know, that's still out.
Yeah. You know? The only way to cure cancer... The only way to cure cancer.
Yeah, you
is
must
to
have sex with an albino virgin.
That's actually what Pizzagate is about. Hillary has Parkinson's and cancer, and they have to get all those kids to her so she'd stop dying.
Yeah, absolutely. You suck the sweet nectar out of their balls.
Did you guys talk about that tweet Will found yet? Where. Somebody tweeted like the entire Clinton campaign is run on pizza.
Oh yeah,
back in like
2012,
and then
they
replied guilty as charged.
No, yes, yes.
Oh shit.
I want that tweet, dude. I want that tweet as a necklace and a locket.
I mean, that's like, you remember the funniest day of the last year, the day where she collapsed?
That was awesome. Yeah.
And so, okay, you remember when she like walked outside of the apartment and she like clearly took two things of Ativan to the neck.
Yeah.
And she has the huge sunglasses on and goes, I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
It was so.
She, yeah. Podesta like took a syringe of child cum. Yeah. And like, it was like in Pulp Fiction. Yeah. They shoved it into her.
Child cum, by the way, is what they call tears.
Yeah.
That's their code name for tears.
And what's in the little kid's balls if it's not cum?
Pepperoncinis, Italian sausage.
Just that pepperoncini juice. Yeah, that, like,
portobello mushrooms.
Dude, that's the biggest thing the Italians ripped off from the Greeks. Is pedophilia.
Yeah, we were mad about that.
When
they
when I worked at Papa John's, they made you sit through these like training PowerPoints. Fucking Papa John's corporate wasted all this money getting someone to design like, you know, SharePoint training modules for every new hire at Papa John's.
Had that shit too.
Which is like, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter if the people, if you called up Papa John's and you were like, what are the toppings? And the guy on the phone was like, I don't fucking know. You'd be like, excuse me? And they'd be like, I said I don't fucking know. And they'd be like, all right, well, I guess let me get a large pepperoni pizza. Because you know there's nothing you can do about it.
Right, right, right.
They're not going to fire that guy. They don't fucking care.
Yeah.
But when I was taking the training modules, they explained all the toppings. And they were like, we have what's called Portobello mushrooms. And it's like, well, what's the difference between Portobello mushrooms and Portobello mushrooms? Absolutely nothing. It's the same fucking thing. They just had to brand them that way.
I like to think it's just like mushrooms that they cut out using a stencil of Papa John's mushroom head cock.
Yeah.
So it's like they're exactly the same shape as Papa John's dick.
John Schnatter.
Then they send an Orthodox rabbi in to suck the excess mushroom juice on top of it.
Dude, you guys see that picture of Papa John at like a Kentucky game, just furred, just fucked up out of his mind?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. Drunk. Apparently. That people see him around Kentucky, Louisville, just like just walking into party. He's like a Bill Murray type. He just goes, the lamest, not even like
one of my longest.
Like a Tea Party Republican. Yeah. Also,
one of my all the brings pizza, pizza guys there. Are.
One of my longest running Wikipedia vandalisms. I added a whole section to the Papa John's page about like an incident that happened in like the flagship Louisville, Kentucky store. Where John Schnatter came in drunk and was like insisting that everyone calls him Papa. And he was like, I'll show you how to make a fucking pizza. And he was drunk and he like threw up all over the place and then locked himself in the office and like took off all his clothes and was like crying in there. And they couldn't get him out of it. But I made it look real and I added all these fake citations and it stayed on there for like 6 months.
Oh man, you're a hero.
That's so fucking good.
People thought it was real.
Dark night.
Wait,
of
so
Wikipedia.
I guess every pizza guy is super conservative, right? Because Domino's is Catholic.
Well, no,
shit.
They're not. Yeah, they're not. Tea
and
party,
then Herman Cain was Godfather Pizza, which is awesome. Yeah. Who else is everybody? Is there a liberal pizza chain?
That would suck if it was like
California Pizza
Comet
Kitchen.
Ping Pong Pizza.
Yeah, not a chain. It's a one-off.
There's chains in the basement.
Little Caesars.
Plenty of chains down there.
Little adorable pink chains and blue chains.
They should change the name of that place to Very Little Caesars.
Little Caesars is Maoist.
Really?
No.
Yeah. That'd be so awesome.
I mean, you guys remember Air America when they made that shitty
liberal?
Yeah,
yeah.
Then Marc Maron was on.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
It's like,
and Al Franken.
And I was like a liberal ass teenager at the time, and I was like, oh, this is gay shit. Like, even I know this is fucking gay. I'm the people that would like this, and this sucks.
My mom would keep it on in our house, and it would just be like Maron talking about how depressed he was, and then being like, we got to beat Bush. But if they did, they took the same thought process for that. And they're like, we need a liberal pizza chain to take on Papa John's. We need a liberal alcoholic
Papa John. Oh, we could do that. We could get that done. I want to be it, dude.
Papa Bill Maher Pizza.
Stavi's Pizza. Huh? Bill Maher Pizza?
Pizza Hut. Domino's. Those, what's the political?
Domino's is Catholic and like super.
And right wing.
Yeah. What about Pizza Hut though?
They have that town in Florida, the Domino's
town?
Yeah,
like Domino's University and shit.
Yeah,
like
Domino's
that.
U.
Dude, I worked at Domino's. I worked at most of the pizza restaurants. And
no non-compete clause?
Damn. No.
Like Jimmy John's.
Actually, you know what? I think they do make you sign a.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know, it's only at the same time. But I doubt they enforce that. The thing about all these pizza restaurants, they all have the same exact business model, and they're all a ticking fucking time bomb.
Right.
Because when they hire drivers, they ask you to show proof of insurance. But what they don't tell you is that in like a shit ton of states, like I know New Jersey, all the insurance policies are written with like a livery and like courier exclusion clause, which means if they even find out you're delivering pizza with like a regular, you know, personal liability insurance policies, will fucking drop you and you'll never get insurance
again. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
Jesus.
Yeah. So if you get into an accident with a pizza delivery driver hits your fucking car, or God forbid, like runs over you in a fucking crosswalk, the insurance company is going to investigate it. They're going to find out they were delivering pizza and they're going to say, we're not covering this.
Wow.
And then you have to fucking hire a lawyer and sue the pizza restaurant.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And the fucking pizza restaurants leave their employees they hang them out to dry. Like, I don't know if it's the managers are trained this way, because a lot of those guys just work their way up, you know, to the manager position. But, you know, they'll tell you if you get into an accident, they're like, yeah, just, you know, take off your hat real quick or take the topper off your car. And they'll like encourage you to commit fucking insurance fraud. And they say, yo, no, that's you. Your personal policy has to cover that. And that's 100% not true.
That's crazy.
Because you're doing exactly what they told you to do. And they just don't worry about it. They just think, you know, oh, it's easier. Instead of paying for insurance for our employees, we're going to make them pay the insurance.
Right.
We're going to pay them $4 an hour because they have to make it up in tips. And it's like it's a fucking nightmare.
So pizza delivery guys in Jersey are basically like Chinese diplomats. They can like commit crimes and disappear.
How are you almost a lawyer?
I'm a lawyer.
No, that's not the exact opposite.
They get very in trouble.
Any employee,
they have diplomatic vulnerability.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
What I'm saying is, if you get into trouble delivering pizza, you're extradited to China and murdered.
That's the point.
Fuck, dude. Getting murdered in China would be real bad.
No,
I mean,
all
they
those
have vans for it.
Yeah, all those companies are fucking pieces of shit. They pay their employees like shit. There's a fucking a Papa John's guy that was like murdered on the job.
Jesus,
and the company wouldn't pay the family any money. Yeah.
Oh, dude, so many people get jumped in Baltimore delivering pizza.
Yeah,
that like, would fucking suck.
Yeah, I mean, routinely, like it's just like you just know you're happy if they don't beat the shit out of you.
There was a Chappelle bit right about delivering pizzas in DC.
I don't know
when
remember.
He was in high school. Stop.
No, I mean, like, it sucks just getting jumped when you're not carrying,
absolutely,
like a you know, a bunch of pizza boxes. But you probably feel worse when you get jumped that way. It's like if you get jumped and you're wearing a hat and it flies off.
Yeah,
like that's insult to injury.
I absolutely. You look dumb. And you got jumped. Well, these guys just, when they're hungry for pizza, like if criminals want pizza in Baltimore, they'll just like order a shit ton of pizza and then just take it and then just rob the guy after he delivers their pizza. It's actually like, I'm jealous of it as a scam. Like, it's pretty tight.
Do you ever like wish you had the moral ability to be that much of a piece of shit sometimes?
Yeah, I don't think it's the moral, but I think I am kind of a piece of shit, but I'm just scared. Like, I was scared to do crime. Like, I sold weed in high school, but then, like, the second it was, like, I had to, like, buy more than, like, you know, like, scary amounts of weed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you're dealing with people who sell coke and kill people. I was like, all right, I can't fucking do it. I'm just too much of a fucking pussy to fucking, you know. I thought I was going to die at a Foreman Mills parking lot because I was like, because I went in my mom's fucking gold Dodge Grand Caravan to buy a ton of weed from some guy. And it was just like the scariest looking guy, just like mean mugging me. Like, I could tell wanted to rob me. And then just like the actual guy who I knew, his little brother, that's the only reason I had this hookup, like popped up after the other guy investigated me and like threw me a ton of weed. And then just, they just like, a siren came off and they sped off. They were like in a fucking awesome car. And I thought I was going to, it was just a fucking fire truck, but I thought I was gonna die, dude. I thought I was gonna die that day. I want.
What was the outfit?
Last time.
What was the high school drug dealer style outfit? Did you have like Pele?
Nah, dude. This
Moo
was
Moo.
Still me.
fucking,
the Homer Simpson episode
cap,
where he gets fat as shit. Yeah, that's how I dress.
I mean, I'm guessing it was what like if I could bet right now, I would put 100 on North Pole or South Pole.
I used to rock a little South Pole. I liked a little, I didn't want it to get too, I didn't want a too prominent a logo. Mm-hmm. Echo though, some nice Echo. I would rock some of that shit.
Have you ever seen Mark Echo? Like who
Lugs,
he is?
Lugs. I already talked about. Yeah, I loved Lugs. That was my shit. Huh?
Have you ever seen Mark Echo? Who he is?
He's just some fat white guy.
He's just a white guy. No. He's like a, I don't know. I was watching a.
Right? Isn't he just fat?
I was watching a documentary about this radio show in New York, Stretch and Bobbito.
Yes.
It's like they like, yeah, they had like Nas and Biggie and all these people.
Huge
on.
Rap show.
Yeah. And it was like just like a white kid from the Upper East Side and whatever.
It was some
huge
college radio. It started as a college radio
show. Yeah, at Columbia. But like one of the talking heads on the documentary is Mark Echo, and he is such a clown.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's just like a white dude. He's wearing one of those like military style baseball caps. He just like, yeah, he just looked
those
like
were big
such
for
a goof
for a hot sec.
People still wear those. Yeah, the like
the short brimmed.
Yeah, the Castro
five panel.
Yeah, little Castro hats.
Yeah.
You only wear those if you're like on probation or the head of a military junta. There's no in between.
Well, I feel like they're for women who are into breakdancing in theory, but not in practice. Like women that would imagine themselves to be very good at breakdancing or starting the races in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah. All the breakdancing kids in high school were Asian kids. Yeah. Was it like that for you guys?
Yeah.
No.
And the breakdancing kids eventually turned into martial arts kids.
Yeah.
Really?
And they would fight each other behind the school.
What?
And I remember my friend Nick one time, he found this folding chair and he like walked out. I remember watching him walk around the corner in the back to where all the Asian kids were fighting each other. And he's swinging the folding chair and he's going, "Oh, you didn't know." They were like, "Get the fuck out of here." And he's like swinging the folding chair at him. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Damn, hell yeah, dude. That's the Road Dogs music, right?
Yeah, no, it's
Oh,
you didn't know? You better. No, it's a big show. It's a big show.
Oh, you're right. Big show.
Yeah.
Big show.
Well, you better call
somebody.
Yeah.
It's the big show. Was he the only guy that had the song where it was his name?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was a big bad show tonight.
Who's the guy who was the ass man?
Yes, we talked about him last episode. Mr. Ass. His name was literally Mr. Ass.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Figure out the fucking lyrics. He would say, I'm an ass man, but he never said, I'm Mr. Ass.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's close.
I like to stick him. I talked about this last time too, but it was like, literally in his theme music, there's an insinuation. He just says he likes to fuck asses.
I thought it was
so cool.
I thought his theme music was I'm an ass man.
No. Oh, fuck. I love wrestling and how racist that shit was.
Yeah.
The Godfather, just a pimp. Just a guy who pimped women.
Mm-hmm. How forward thinking was Goldust?
Yeah, like, Goldust was like
oh
a trans,
God, right?
Yeah. A trans alien.
It's like,
but he also
was Jomny's son.
Yeah. And he used to like do gay stuff as like
all
to
the
troll
time.
People.
Yeah,
and
his
it would
moves
piss people
were gay.
Off so much. Yeah, he'd do like gay moves.
The gay moves.
That's
like
such
kids.
A that's such a fucking cool.
My,
like,
my favorite
character.
Wrestler as a kid was Sting.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Sting course, had a run when we grew up. That
well,
he was the coolest guy.
Yeah, he was in WCW at the time.
White NWO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember me and Janelle wanted to take that picture?
Oh, yeah, the Stings of Comedy.
The original
the WCW,
Stings of Comedy.
The original WCW Stings of Comedy.
Yeah, we just
we all
be
get Sting makeup.
Paint.
Yeah. So what his deal was like, you know, he's like, oh, you ever see that movie The Crow? It's like that, but just short of copyright infringement. Yeah. They're like, what's the name? I don't know, Sting, but it's so different from the musician that basically I steal everything and put it together and no one can get mad at me.
He's a fair use man.
He's sampling. He's the sampling of wrestling.
Wrestling was like, I mean, in the 80s, it was like all cool racist stereotypes.
Yeah.
But they should do one now by like BuzzFeed and MTV News people that it's like, oh, my character is the straight white guy texting.
Yeah.
Like shitty woke character. I'm speaking over women.
That would be a great
his finishing move is
always.
Mansplaining.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That would be so fucking good.
I love it.
I hate wrestling.
You used to like it?
For a very brief period when it was super fucking popular.
Right, the Stone Cold,
yeah,
the Rock
right.
era.
When I was in like
I was into Stone Cold and the Rock.
I was WCW.
The thing is, I never had cable, so my exposure to wrestling was fucking Raw is War and SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, only the two shows that were on network television.
Raw was on cable.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Raw is War game.
Probably.
But yeah, but yeah, SmackDown was the only thing I ever really watched.
SmackDown on UPN, baby.
Yeah. On UPN. Man, that was such a great lineup. Fucking SmackDown, Sentinel, Voyager, Seven
Star
Days.
Trek. Hell yes, dude.
Voyager is kind of a piece of shit, but Sentinel was badass.
It was.
And 7 Days, I actually considered watching that again. That was like an okay show.
I don't remember
Seven
Days.
What was that?
7 Days was...
Oh, they get the news from like a week in the future?
We talked about this on the show before, but 7 Days is like Anthony LaTaglia or something. There's four brothers, or three brothers. So you can go back in time 7 days.
Right.
With this machine that you have to balance from the inside like a ping pong ball.
Right.
Very similar to the contact machine. And so you can only go back in time 7 days and he has to prevent things from happening.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll just go back in time and fuck, dude.
Yeah.
7 days. I would just go on dates and like, it'd just be like a really shitty version of Groundhog Day, I guess, essentially.
Yeah. I feel like anybody that goes back in time, like you'd think like, oh, you know, stop Hitler or do anything really. But it's like, you would go back in time and realize how inexpensive things were comparatively.
Yeah.
And you would just enjoy your life.
Yeah. Buy like Apple stock.
We would just buy all of the Lower East Side if we go back in time.
Yeah. Like
we
would. You know how fucking easy it would have been if you could do basic math and you were literate to be a fucking millionaire businessman? Andrew Carnegie didn't finish school past like 7th grade.
Oh, none of those guys. Yeah, Cornelius Vanderbilt didn't either.
Yeah. No, there was also no laws back then like regulating finance.
Right.
So like pump and dump schemes were like, yeah, that's fair game.
Yeah.
Which is weird because all the
SEC, monopoly.
Yeah. So many SEC rules are like because somebody figured out a way that like capitalism is broken that you can just cheat.
Right.
And then they cheated for a while and they're like, I guess we should make this illegal.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really morally wrong with that, you know, to fucking say, hey, everybody invest in this stock and you get the stock price to go up and then you don't invest in it anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
you're ripping
off. And that's like the premise of all flash trading. It just with that you're supposed to like not know whether it's going to go up or down.
Yeah.
So as long as there's uncertainty, as long as you're not definitely
ripping
them off.
That would be great.
Dude, we're
to
business
go back then.
Experts.
Yeah.
I could fucking do that shit, dude. I could buy property.
If you were in Wall Street in like fucking 1880, the guy you're going up against for promotion, like he's going to die because he doesn't wash his hands.
Yeah.
Like, if you know basic things, you're fucking set.
Yeah.
I would die quick as hell, dude. I would eat some fucking rotten pork chops or some shit. Because it's just like,
I would spend so much time in those fucking Chinese opium dens.
Hell yeah.
Constantly.
Hell fucking yes.
Do nothing but have awesome haircuts, cool spats, and getting sucked off in a Chinese opium den high as shit.
You can't tell.
Dude, fuck yeah. For me, it would be all opium dens, building railroads.
Yeah.
And lifting big triangular weights.
Yeah.
So fucking cool, dude.
Yeah. You got to get a cool mustache, shave your head.
Hell yeah.
Wear one of those bathing suits that covers your entire body.
Yeah.
You can't be indecent at the beach, at the segregated beach. You don't want to offend anybody with your nude body at the beach where blacks and Chinese are banned.
You could.
Well, they could be there as chairs, but otherwise.
You would be like a fucking Olympic gold medalist in everything because everyone you're competing against like doesn't know that you're not supposed to drink 2 pints of beer before
Babe Ruth was just drunk his entire career.
Oh my god,
he was the best.
I would be the best football player. Everyone, like the linemen were like 200 pounds.
Football was fucked up back then.
Although you didn't have helmets.
Yeah.
So it was just like punching you and shit like that.
Well, you know what's crazy is like, you know how you watch movies and they say no animals were harmed in the making of this film?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back like 20 years, they would just kill animals in films.
Oh, yeah.
But a even bigger like Hollywood thing was like stuntmen. They used to just kill them all the time.
Jesus.
They would fucking just die and they'd like put their bodies in a dumpster behind the fucking studio. It was like an extremely dangerous job.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'll have to be a stuntman.
Yeah. People like the Queensboro Bridge, I think something like 9 people died making that bridge.
Jesus.
And it's like nobody's favorite bridge.
Yeah,
just, nobody cares.
It sucks.
Just
to
really, yeah.
It's the shittiest. Fine. Bridge.
It's like if people died building the Epcot Center.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the wages were actually a lot more fair than people think. I went to the Transit Museum. $7.
Just something drew you there.
Yeah, yeah.
Something
well,
deep inside
I
you.
Had some time to kill, and in between age 20 and age 30. So I made my way over to the Transit Museum. And, well, it's like there's this plaque on the wall, or like, you know, like a fucking info post, whatever the fuck it's called. And it's like here, these guys would get paid, you know, 50 cents a day for this work or something. And then they have like the prices of everything. And it's like a new hat cost 5 cents,
right.
You know, and it's like, it's well, that hat rich. Now would cost me like the entirety of like a week's paycheck at least.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
You know,
right,
it's
right,
a
right.
fucking hat, like a nice bowler nice hat felt, is like $700.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
that was a portion of their day's pay. A beer was a penny.
Right.
You know? So it's like they were doing fine.
Yeah.
You know, your rent was fucking $4 a year.
Yeah.
You're like, can you believe how little they got paid?
Yeah, tenement life was nice, dude.
I lived in a fucking tenement. I went to the I went to the tenement museum. They're like, can you believe these conditions? I'm like, absolutely I can. I fucking, and plenty of like Chinese people still live in those conditions and no one gives a shit because they
true.
All look the same.
They do.
So they think it's only one guy going through that. It's 40,000 people.
This one guy has 15 city blocks to himself.
Yeah. No, man, I feel bad for those fucking, like those people. I would file all these complaints with 311, like on their behalf, because the building didn't have heat.
Right.
In the mid, I would wake up in the middle of the night shivering. I could see my breath in the fucking light coming through the window.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, it's very cold. They like asked me if they could cut a hole in the wall to reroute the radiator because they said my grandparents are afraid of the cold.
They're afraid.
Like, yeah, they fucking should be. It's gonna kill them.
Fearing temperature.
Wait, so the only one that spoke English was the little kid, right?
Yeah. Well, the dad kind of spoke English, and then yeah, the son and the daughter spoke English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
the daughter, nice, bro.
Yeah.
Did you fuck her?
No. Jesus Christ, dude. Come on.
Come on, man.
No.
High five me.
These are
dude.
People I fucking lived with.
High five me, dude.
You're going to make these disgusting jokes about people I know in my
high
life?
High five me, dude.
Later. We'll do it after the show.
Nick just high fived me, guys, for everyone listening.
No.
He just did it again.
Yeah, I don't know. They live awful fucking lives.
Yeah, dude. You're a hero, dude.
For just what?
Some complaints? 311.
It didn't do anything. 311 doesn't give a shit. They literally will just close the complaint. The building I lived in has had an open boiler complaint since 1995. They just fucking won't do anything. The city does not give a shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's you know, like because we were talking about that Oakland warehouse fire and shit, mm-hmm, and
right.
It is like, yeah, those codes exist for a fucking reason, and I hope the people that ran that building go straight to fucking jail.
Yeah.
I hope there's no sympathy for them, you know, but it's like, even with the codes, like, the city's not going to fucking do anything. They'll
right.
just make those people homeless.
Right, exactly. They'll just condemn the fucking building.
Because,
you
know, the fucking, the landlords have more, you know,
that's what they did in
control
Baltimore.
Over. What's that?
They just fucking shut down a bunch of those, like, shitty warehouse buildings, and you just had to fucking leave.
Yeah.
You had, like, a day to fucking take your shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, find somewhere else to live.
That was actually because of Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
He got them to foreclose on all the warehouses so he could make more videos there.
Yeah.
Yeah. House of 1,000 Corpses was actually the name of my tenement.
Oh, fuck. Oh, boys, what are we doing for the holidays, huh?
I'm doing Jewish Christmas in New York. It's my favorite thing.
Which Jew Christmas?
I've done
Do
it
you
the
do
last
the-
2 years. It's so great.
Chinese food in a
Chinese
movie?
Food Christmas Eve down at Wohop.
You go to Wohop.
Yeah, and then Second Avenue Deli Christmas Day, and then basketball.
Oh, you play basketball?
No, then I watch basketball.
You watch basketball.
I was going to say an all Jewish basketball game.
I actually one of my favorite things is being in New York during the holidays when everyone's gone. It's so cool. It's like the fucking I Am Legend, dude. There's like no one out.
It's the way New York used to be when it was all Jews. Before it was ruined by wasps that want to be artists.
I completely agree.
I'm moving here. I'm using my parents' money to be the next Andy Warhol. Like, oh, what does your art look like? Well, I haven't actually gotten around to doing any art yet, but I have been shopping.
Dude, the New York real estate blog is it's just trolling.
And the New York Times real estate section is the most infuriating.
It's just, it's got to be trolling.
It's the most infuriating publication. It's the only thing I get angry at.
Yeah.
Do you see the thing about the fake walls?
No, I had to stop reading it.
There are four people living in FIDI in a one bedroom apartment, four young professionals. And they showed their living quarters, and I just started shaking with rage. I mean, I think they all pay like $1,100 each
Jesus
a month.
For rooms like mine?
For like a shitty ass apartment in FIDI, because they just moved to New York.
That's
and
a little
like,
bit.
Oh,
that's a little bit more real, though. I mean, half of them are like, Katie, his parents, gave her a budget of $80 million a month. And she knows she has to pinch pennies, you know. And so now she found an 18-bedroom apartment with 9 fireplaces.
In the West Village.
A clawfoot tub, you know. Yeah, there's a Ferrari in the building. The doorman is a Ferrari. And you know, she knows it's not perfect. It's not what she wants. You know, it could be a little bit better. She's not really, you know, she's slumming it. She's doing what she has to do so she can make it as somebody that continues to spend their parents' money.
Yeah. I mean, that was like during the financial crisis, I thought they were trying to foment a violent uprising.
Yeah.
Because they would have all these articles that were like, for some NYU students, they can only have 5 slaves now.
Yeah. No, that's basically what it is. You know?
Yeah.
It's fucking these people bitching about, you know, having to live. It's like, you know, there's people moving here to do comedy that live in like East New York now.
Right.
Yep.
You know? Just stabbed 82 times.
Remember fucking Justin lived in Jamaica?
Yeah, he still does, dude. He still lives in fucking Jamaica.
Who, Flanagan?
No, Justin.
Justin Hancock.
Hancock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Color Me
Bel Air homie.
But, which, you know, Jamaica Queens might as well just be Jamaica. Yeah. That's how fucking far away from the city you are.
Yeah.
Dude, Kurt lives in, like, basically Yonkers.
Yeah. I thought he lives in, like, Inwood, Washington Heights.
It's 168.
Jesus.
No, that's, yeah, that's Washington Heights. It goes up way higher. It goes up to, like, 2-something.
Yeah, in the Bronx.
No, in Manhattan.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been there one time. It took forever to get there.
Yeah, go there, though.
It takes a long
time. It can go higher, but fucking get there.
Yeah, you take the A or the
2-3, whatever.
The 2-3. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Like, we're all pretty lucky. Stav, you should move to Brooklyn, though.
Yeah, Brooklyn and Astoria are the only. I mean, Bed-Stuy and Astoria are the only.
It's affordable. I like my place.
Astoria is cool. I like.
I like Astoria.
I lived there when I first moved here last year.
It's fucking tight, dude. There's just like old people, old Greek people arguing outside.
Yeah.
Good ass gyros. The food is good as shit in Astoria.
Yeah, the food's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm hungry. You guys want to eat after this?
You're always hungry.
Dude, you know what? Offer Rescinda to eat with me. I don't want to break bread with you if you're going to fucking disrespect me. I told you I'm an alpha on the last podcast, and I'm going to fuck you up, dude.
No, you're not.
Dude, I'm going to punch you right now.
No, you're not.
Don't punch me.
He punched Nick really hard.
Did we talk about do we talk about how shitty
what kind
rival
of punch
is?
Was that, Felix?
Stav? Stav, are you
punch.
A southpaw or orthodox?
No, I'm orthodox.
Oh yes, okay. So Stav just hit Nick with 2 jabs. It was a double jab. Reminiscent
more like two
Hammer.
Flabs.
Let's box, bitch. Boy. Put on some fucking headgear and I'll box your ass.
I have my Muay Thai gloves here. If both of you just use one glove.
Yeah,
it's a new type of boxing I invented.
Well, there's. Have you ever seen X-Arm?
Yes, hell yes.
X-Arm. X-Arm is. It's a revolution. Do you remember when basketball came out? That was kind of a reaction to like in the 90s where they're like, it's the 90s. We're in the future now. It's time to make everything
sports.
From the future.
Yeah.
Right, the XFL.
Right.
Roller derby got real popular. And you remember slam ball?
Yeah.
Slam ball. I do want to play slam ball.
I want to play slam ball. But the reason why slam ball is a commercial failure is because it's a thing that anyone can do.
Right.
And you want to go do it. It would be like watching professional laser tag.
Right.
It's
a fucking
bullshit.
Right.
It's not a spectator sport. It just makes you want to go have fun. Like, oh, this is the World Series of water slide. Nobody gives a shit about that.
Right.
But one of them was fuck it. Well, no, X-Arm is something new, but it's the combination of arm wrestling and mixed martial arts. So it's two guys chained to a table, and they start off with the arm wrestling thing, and then the match starts, and then immediately one guy will swing around and try and arm bar the other dude. It's two human beings chained, which reminds me of, like, have you ever heard of trunking?
No.
Trunking is like, I think it might be like a Jersey thing, but it's dog fighting. But because dog fighting was like cracked down on so much, they just put the two pit bulls in the trunk of like a fucking Eldorado and then drive around, you know, for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
And then pull the trunk, pull the car back into the parking garage and they open the trunk and whichever dog is dead is the loser. And at that point, it's like, just play dice.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You don't even get the sadistic pleasure of watching the dog fight. It has this Schrodinger's dog fight experiment to, you know, see who the winner is. But yeah, X arm's pretty tight. There's also chess boxing, which is in the same vein. Yeah.
You just fucking, you do a round of boxing and then you play chess.
Which is like, you know, probably the most Russian thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
But if you're like a good enough boxer, you don't have to. Yeah, you just knock the guy out.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually they just get to boxing again.
Yeah. It is kind of like a personal tug of war with your own physiology, you know?
Right.
Like, it's like, you have to not damage your brain as much as, you know, you can dole out punishment. But
Do you guys remember Murder Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wheelchair.
I felt so bad for those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dick doesn't work anymore, but I'm still a fucking man. And anybody fucking says shit to me, I'll fuck them up. And it's like, the only reason you will fuck that person up is because no one's going to feel comfortable fucking wailing on a guy in a wheelchair.
Right.
Doesn't have. Remember the arm and legless guy who went into MMA?
Yeah.
And then he had one fight and the guy like immediately just started stomping on his fucking, his head, his pillowcase attached to a fucking head. And they were like, oh, never mind. I guess.
Yeah. Wait, he was armless and legless?
He had no arms, no legs.
Yeah, he was a congenital amputee. And he had a fight with like a fighter, and the guy just sort of like kept at a distance with him.
Right.
Won a 15-minute decision. But he was like, win or lose, it shows that anyone can do anything. And it's like, I'm sorry. That really isn't what that
you
showed.
Yeah.
That showed that there are limitations in the world. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. It's amazing that you did this. But this had the opposite demonstration.
Yeah. You know, that's absolutely the result of like early 90s programming with children, with like, you know, you really can do, you're special in your own way. And it's like, yeah, no, let that man, you know, I don't know, hold seats at the movie theater. There's something he can do.
Right.
There's a job for him.
Well, that guy's married and he has a kid and he's like a motivational speaker.
Hilarious. The armless and legless guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Fine, let him
do
that.
He's a great piano player.
His dick must work. Yeah.
Yo, you know who was used to be a really good murder ball player?
Who?
Stephen Hawking, actually.
Well, he's the best murder chess ball player. Have you ever seen murder chess ball?
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, I would... Yeah, if you just fight, you can fight a wheelchair guy. You just have to get the higher ground, I think.
Yeah. My friend Mindy used to take care of this guy with cerebral palsy. She was like his caretaker, and I would hang out with them all the time. And Christoph was really into like professional bull riding. He had like the professional bull riding gear that he'd wear, and people would like come up and be like, is that what happened to him? Yeah. My favorite part about that guy, he had this like really oppressive girlfriend that was also like disabled in a way. And the only word he could say was her name, which is like kind of romantic and like a, you know, in one way. But she would just like harass him. She'd be like, say my name. I'm not getting off the phone till you say my name or whatever. And constantly like telling... And my friend just hated that girl.
Yeah, of course.
That second girl that ruined that poor cerebral palsy man's life.
What was wrong with her?
She might have also been... Because cerebral palsy isn't like a cognitive... I mean, it can be a cognitive...
But it's mostly...
thing. It's mostly your body. Yeah. Which makes it so fucking sad.
Yeah, you're a prisoner.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Damn, have you ever been to a rodeo?
Fucking powerful body. I don't know what the fuck I do.
Yeah. In Texas? No,
in New Jersey, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my grandparents lived in like a little like a mobile home community like down the street from...
rodeo?
From the Cowtown USA rodeo. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a place called Cowtown.
In Jersey?
In Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, South Jersey.
That's where.
Really?
On the drive, like when you turn off 95 at the Atlantic City like exit, you pass Cowtown.
Huh.
Yeah. That's where my grandparents lived.
Oh, where?
The ones living on the shore now or a different set?
What's that?
The ones at the shore or a different set?
Oh, yeah. My dad's parents who were dead now.
Gotcha. I remember going to the rodeo. I went to the national finals rodeo with my family.
That's how they died, actually, is at the rodeo.
They fell grandfather
was like, my grandfather was like, yeah, I could do better than that kite bull. Fucking jute bull. And they fucking killed him. He flew too close to the anti-Semitism sun.
What a hero, dude.
Yeah, dude, he was racist. That fucking guy. I think a lot of people like exaggerate how racist their grandparents are. It's like a fun bit for millennials to be like, sure. Oh, my racist grandparents. It's like, what are you talking about? They're on Facebook.
Right.
You know, they're probably more liberal than you are. Right, they actually did something about it, whereas you were just fucking born into a fucking desegregated world. But yeah, no, my grandfather was pretty racist. He fucking, there was like a building that burned down in West Philly or whatever. My family was, I don't even want to fucking quote him. But I'll tell you,
I wonder.
The quote starts with this. Oh, I'll tell you why that building burned down. And then make it as bad as you want in your head, and that's how fucking bad it was.
My grandma just got a divorce at 86 years old from her like fourth husband, and this dude was so fucking racist. We were in London and
husband.
Yeah, well, she's a special kind of lady.
She likes to get it in.
She definitely,
your grandma likes to get fucked big time.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it's also like, yo, Charles,
was
I don't
hot?
Respect you cuz you fuck my grandma. Like I do not respect you.
Is
like
your grandma
I don't have
hot?
To treat you like she looks good. Yeah, yeah.
Nice,
for,
dude.
You know, for her age and stuff. She's cool too. She's like really, but she got married to this fucking racist guy. And every time when we were in London, we saw a Muslim person, he'd be like, oh, the pajama gang is here. He kept calling them the pajama gang.
Oh,
it was fucking terrible.
Charles.
Yeah, he was awful, man.
Pajama gang.
Yeah.
In Greece, they didn't even have like real race. Like they had, I mean, they did, but it was like racism against Albanians.
Speaking of racism, you got to hear about this truck attack today?
Yesterday in Berlin.
Yesterday, the truck attack in Berlin. You know, I feel like the truck attacks don't bother me as much as bombings, I guess. And it sort of humanizes them. I don't know why. But there's sort of like a Wario element to driving a truck through a crowd of people. Like, that's what Wario would do.
It's a GTA kind of thing.
I mean, Wario. You can just imagine gleeful yelling while you're mowing people down.
Wario was a Salafist, though.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing white genocide by kidnapping Peach.
Wario stands for Wahhabist Mario. Wahhabism is derives from Mahabism.
Right, right.
You know.
That game, like, Mario is Shia and Wario is Sunni. Yeah. And that's like, when Mario, like, takes a mushroom, that's like Shia mysticism.
Oh,
But Wario, like, you remember in Mario 64, Wario comes to Peach's castle and, like, fucks it up? That's Sharia law.
Yeah. Because Peach shouldn't be able to have a castle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, her face is out.
I'm gonna put the Shia woman in a cage.
Actually, all Italians were Muslim at one point. They derived from... Yeah.
Wait, no one died in Berlin, though, right?
No, a bunch of people died. Like 12 people died. Yeah. 50 people
went
to the hospital.
Yeah. It was a Christmas carnival.
Last I checked, too, they haven't found the guy yet.
Yeah, they detained the wrong guy at first. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, he ran
away. German police is actually run by Reddit.
Well, what's so funny about that is like, you know, they make like such an effort to avoid any kind of like Islamophobic backlash that they like don't want to release any details, and then they arrest the wrong guy who's a Pakistani guy, and then they begrudgingly announce like, yeah, it was a Pakistani guy, but we have to, you know, the real evil here is that, you know, all the people that work with refugees and all the people who earnestly came here seeking asylum, and they're like, oh, whoops, it wasn't actually a Muslim. They wound up profiling anyways. I love that.
Yeah, that's, it would be like, funny if this guy was Swedish or something.
Yeah. Right. Like, well, the truck was from Poland, so they're saying it could be, you know,
wait,
if it's from Poland, it was probably an accident then.
Yeah. Like, because there weren't three of them driving the truck.
Yeah. Have you been to Chicago? Like,
it was a Polish guy. It was like some harebrained Polish shit. Like, he duct taped his foot to the gas pedal.
While he's sleeping.
Oh, no.
A nap.
Oh, no. I sold my brake. I knew this would be a bad idea.
fuck, dude.
Yeah, they are retards.
Polish people would do 9/11 by accident. Yeah.
I can't wait for Russia to invade and kill all the Poles. I can't wait for Putin to murder all the Poles.
Putin's
people.
Grabbing that shit up, dude.
That's always funny, like with Ukraine, when all the like Obama Democrats are like, Obama has to do something about Ukraine. But like, about half of Ukrainians are Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, they all idolize this guy, Stepan Bandera, who was a Nazi collaborator during the war and think he's a national hero. And he's all over, like, the Euromaidan slogans. Like,
oh, yeah. They still love the SS in Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, the Ukrainian division of the SS are still, like, you know, they respect it or what. Well,
it's like
Reagan,
the 95 Bulls.
Didn't Reagan go to some memorial in Ukraine for, like, their SS division?
No, I know what you're talking about. I think it might have been Germany, though.
Yeah. I, for whatever reason, I thought it was Ukraine. But Reagan never went to Israel while he was in office. But he went to some memorial for SS soldiers. Yeah. And he was like, you know, everybody in this war was a victim on both sides. It's important to remember that no one is the winner anymore, especially not the Nazis.
Did he fight in the war, Reagan?
No.
No,
he's a fucking movie star.
He was getting his dick sucked.
He was already a movie star at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, he was a movie star pretty early on.
20s and 30s and
shit. He used to be a real handsome guy.
Yeah, he was. I mean, even as an old guy, he wasn't bad looking.
It's funny. You look at, like, politicians or whatever, you laugh at them for being ugly, and then you remember that they're, like, 900 years old.
Yeah.
Like, when you see a picture, like, really, Trump is, like, the only guy that was never attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He was always...
Like, young Joe Biden?
Yeah,
Jesus
exactly.
Christ.
He was sexy as shit, dude.
Yeah. It's like, you don't deserve any power. You had a nice life.
Have you seen young Muammar Gaddafi?
No.
Yeah, he was
gorgeous.
Was Muammar sexy?
Oh, really?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, he was.
And then by the time he, you know, at the end of his life, he just looked like he was melting. You know, he just looked like his face was.
Well, that's how
off
aging
his,
works, dude.
He looked like an old bitch, dude. He looked horrible.
He looked like one of those cartoons of who's the lion in Robin Hood, the Disney
King
one?
John.
Yeah, King John. That's what he looked like.
I thought he looked like a Puerto Rican grandmother.
He really did robes
and shit.
Yeah. He looked like
he was a Boricua.
I don't make fun of that person specifically, but that girl on Twitter with the Persian grandmother who like shook the egg.
That
picture of her grandma.
Yeah, there's this girl on Twitter who's like, my grandmother just cursed into an egg and buried it in the backyard. That's indigenous Persian culture.
Hashtag.
It's like, no, that's dementia.
Yeah. I've known plenty of Iranian people, and like none of them had weird grandparents doing retarded shit. They were mostly well-adjusted, normal people.
Yeah,
not
that's
putting
not
curses
like,
on things.
That's not part of Islam or Zoroastrianism or Baha'i. Like, That is only what happens when you have Alzheimer's.
Yeah, you're an old crazy bitch.
No, well, the piss drinking thing is real.
What?
Urine therapy?
Yeah. In Persia, it's pretty big.
Yeah. Then was it Persia that would pay extra money for Polynesian piss? Polynesian piss was like a hot commodity back in the...
Kids, right? I thought it was young
no, that's,
piss.
That's like that's Chinese.
Chinese
shit.
People still drink
virgin
boys'
egg,
piss. Yeah, they
virgin
boil
egg or some
they
shit.
Boil eggs in boys' piss. There was like a thing with like guys going around to boys' schools and stealing all the piss because in China it's a delicacy to have. That's
what
like
a
the
Robin
beauty,
Hood.
Dude. I fucking love the Cultural Revolution. They it's like the algorithm that they forget how to be like, you know, have any kind of culture, so they make shit up like that, you know?
Wait, is that post-Maoist?
I feel like it has to be,
pretty
right?
recent, yeah.
That can't be an ancient
I had a
boy's piss.
It sounds ancient.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
I had a boy's piss egg yesterday.
It would sound hard to like introduce that in like 1980. Like, guys, I got a new idea.
I don't know. Some of the shit I see happening in Chinatown, it's like, this has got to be a new thing. They're just, they're trying this out. But, no, the piss thing is because piss was used as like a mouthwash. It was like, yeah, for like hygienic purposes. So, it was like.
Was it sterile?
Yeah. Well, I guess because of the uric acid or whatever. It helped clean your teeth. So people used to rinse their mouth out with piss. And I think Polynesian piss. I mean, this is like something I read in like fourth grade. So, you know, I don't remember if it's fucking.
You're just looking at Goetze and reading about pee.
Yeah. Goetze and dolphin sex. You remember that one?
Dolphin sex.
Dolphin sex.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fucking. Yeah, they have the homosexual nasal sex.
Yeah,
really?
Dolphins, yeah. They're the only animal in the animal kingdom that has nasal sex.
Dude, a dolphin's dick. A dolphin's dick looks so weird. It looks like
it's prehensile, right?
It's prehensile, but looks like it looks like if you just turned on a soft serve machine with no cone underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got this like, you know, weird star-shaped, you know, hanging like it's like a big tongue.
Yeah, ooh, it looks like a tongue.
Incredibly smooth sexual organ.
Guys, this is a 100% promise. If the Patreon hits $20,000, we're going to go to SeaWorld and we're going to make a dolphin fuck Stavros.
I'll suck a dolphin off for 20 G's.
Of course you will. This is the benefit of having a Greek on the show is that we can explore new areas of gender to boldly go into new genders that no one has thought of before.
I want
to
fuck a dolphin girl, though, dude. I'm not gay, dude.
Yeah. They've got big pussies.
Do they have big pussies?
Yeah.
No.
They do. That's why I get weirded out when I hear about people fucking farm animals. And it's like, have you seen how they impregnate a cow? You shove your entire arm in there. Like, if you feel comfortable, you know, like that cow's not going to fucking laugh at you. You put your regular human-sized dick inside of it.
Dude, I saw my friend
Ramsey.
Well,
they have those huge leather sleeves that they get the male horse. Oh, yeah, it's horses. Sorry. To fuck.
Yeah,
and then they give it to Steve-O. He has to drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he spits it into a horse pussy.
Spits it into the horse pussy.
Dude,
yeah.
The shit Monsanto does is so fucked up. Yo, what's up? I'm Steve-O, and I'm here with Monsanto, and this is Drink a Horse's Cum to put a farming family out of business. To sue a farming family when I throw the cum up on their property, and then I sue them to get the cum back and we take their farm.
That's the sinister side of Wild Boys is that they were just sponsored by Monsanto. Yeah.
How about this? It's Steve-O and Chris Pontius, and they go to Thailand, and the show's called Child Boys. And you get the rest of that.
Do you remember we were talking about... it was you and me, I remember. It was like a long time ago. We were talking about how people do like hashtag food porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hashtag like puppy porn. When it's like a cute puppy, we were like, what if like there's just a picture of a baby? It was like hashtag child porn.
That's funny.
Hell yeah, dude. Just baby porn. If you had to fuck an animal, what would you fuck?
Didn't we talk about this already?
Yeah,
we did.
Seven times.
Yeah, no, you always ask the same questions.
All right, how about this? If you had to fuck a...
Did I answer your mom the first time around? Because that's a good place for that classic bit.
Oh, that's pretty good. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Felix has said which animal he wants to fuck.
That's actually why I came on. I that's a good question. A lot of people would probably like go for the primate family because they're like, it's closest to humans.
Right.
Sorry, one second. I'll be back. Yeah.
His gorilla's here.
Yeah.
His young gorilla boy has arrived.
I would scissor with a bonobo because they're a lesbian culture.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
My choice would be I don't fuck an animal. I think we mentioned that because the idea at first.
You totally can.
You hear, what animal would you fuck if you could? And then you think, oh, and then you're like, I've got the pick of the litter.
Right.
But then you realize that's not a choice that you want to make.
Right.
No good option because instinctually you think as a consumer you think I've got all these options.
Absolutely,
unlimited. I can buy whatever I can fuck whatever I want, and then none of the options are good, and that's why you need Zen to remind you that you don't really want to fuck any animal.
That's true.
You know what I think is messed up is that you could watch any animal having sex on YouTube except for humans.
That's not true, dude. You can watch humans fuck if you just put in sex ed video.
Really?
Anything for educational purposes is allowed on YouTube. So if you type in breast exam, you find breast exam videos, and then a million comments from like boys from like Saudi Arabia that are like, finally to see the boob, please. To see breast, thank you. May I have sex, please? Dude, Jim Goad, who I'm sure everybody fucking hates, but... Jim Goad's website used to have like all the search terms that led people to his website displayed on the sidebar.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
It probably still does, but I remember going to his site one time and it, on the sidebar, one of the search terms that brought somebody to his website was, it is allowed for a Muslim boy to suck his own penis. It's okay to suck on penis, Muslim.
That was that's going to be the cause of the Muslim reformation.
Yeah.
Is
self-suck?
Yeah. Like the Martin Luther of Islam is going to be like, no, self-suck is allowed. God gave you the ability and God created doctors so you could remove your ribs.
Damn, dude, those little boys, not only can they not see titties, but they have to get fucked all the time by men.
Yeah.
I mean, in Afghanistan. Not as much. A little bit in Saudi Arabia sometimes.
And that's why I think the boys piss thing, because Afghanistan used to be a normal place until like 1970.
Yeah, the 60s. Yeah. It was like a pretty
modern
place.
Were they fucking
place.
Boys there in droves and prior to the Russian invasion?
Well, the boy fuckers went into the caves and then they came out post-1978.
Yeah. Somehow I don't believe that drinking boys piss in... drinking. First of all, the egg thing makes it so much worse. It was just like they like to drink...
that's real, right?
What?
That it actually happens? Because I saw that on a, I thought it was like a trick that it's like a myth that the Chinese do that.
No, it's real.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 100% real.
Yeah, the egg, if someone's eating an egg, because a hard-boiled egg's already kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm fucking saying. It's like, what's the last thing I would want? If I had to drink piss, what's the last fucking thing I would want in it? And with the exception of like oysters,
right?
You know, raw oysters with boy's piss, it's hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, I think it would be good for like a sponge cake.
Sponge
cake
would be bad.
You know, the sugar
bad.
overpowers it. And it's moister.
That's what if the spirits?
Yeah. If you mixed piss into like flan.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, piss-based flan would
Stav's,
be good.
Stav's ordering some boys' piss for the vitamins.
I'm going to make a fucking butternut squash soup with boys' piss.
I thought the basis for Soylent was boy piss. I think like, it's the Silicon Valley.
I love that everyone was getting sick off Soylent. That shit is so
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I was working with Nemesh. We were writing on that show, and Nemesh is like, yeah, I just got Soylent or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck? What is that? That was my first exposure to it. And I remember I was saying to him, like, you're going to get fucking sick, dude. Like, that's not, it's just Slim Fast. You have to eat real food. You can't
right.
just
yeah.
eat, fuck, like, drink nothing but milkshakes. You're going to fuck up your digestive tract. You know, he's like, nah, dude, they got everything in there. It's like, that's not how, like, bodies
right,
work.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It was like 2 weeks later, that company was, like, facing trouble. For yeah.
What's your shit like? Does it just slide
you
the fuck out there?
You probably have constant diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way you have solid stool. There's nothing for, you know, for the there's no fiber.
Yeah, you're not really retaining any minerals or anything.
Yeah.
I think that's the funniest thing about it to me is, like, how hard is eating for you?
Right,
like,
right,
you
right.
can't just, like, eat toast or something.
Yeah.
Well, you got a code, dude. You need.
Well,
you
it
need
is. It is all those dudes. It is all those guys.
Yeah. The smoothie thing, like having a Vitamix, makes sense if you like don't get any fucking produce. It's really making a salad is the most inconvenient fucking food prep there is.
Yeah.
To like cut up lettuce, I don't have time for that shit. I'm a goddamn businessman.
Absolutely.
I got giant TVs to buy over here, boys. I'm keeping the box in the apartment, by the way. All points of egress are encumbered by a giant fucking TV box that I hope when this place eventually burns down, they find my charred remains clutching all of my podcasting equipment behind the giant TV box. And I want that picture just fucking screen printed directly on my headstone.
We'll do that. We'll do that for you.
I want people to know that I died as I lived miserably in the pursuit of more consumer electronics. Actually, you know what? My old apartment, the one in Chinatown, it did catch fire.
Really?
Yeah, there was all these.
I
heard all these fucking fire trucks, and I'm sitting at my computer, and like there's all these loud sirens. I'm like, shit, that must be a big fire. So I go to like look on Twitter. I'm like, big fire, Manhattan. I go to the FDNY's Twitter page, and there's my address. Like, you know, 5 alarm fire. My old address. And I'm like, oh shit. And then there's like a pounding on the door. And I open the door, and this Chinese lady is like, fire, fire! And there's all this smoke in the hallway. And you think in the moment you would be, like, panicked or whatever. I'm like, ah, shit.
Right.
And I just closed the door and, like, went back in my room and packed up all my podcasting equipment. And I thought, like, how funny it would be if I died. saving saving my podcasting. What a befitting death for a white man gentrifying this building of Chinese people. I'm the only death, and it's because I was saving my bullshit podcasting equipment.
Oh, fuck.
What a way to go.
Which is crazy, though, because what happens is the FDNY shows up. They put out the fire, and they really are heroes. You think because, you know, they have the same aesthetic as police officers that they're pieces of shit, like you kind of want to hate them.
Right.
But they do save people.
Oh, yeah.
They show up.
If you're going to be a racist,
just be a firefighter.
Just be a firefighter. Yeah.
They show up, they put the fire out, and they're all like, later. And this one family's apartment was just completely destroyed. They bring the fire hose up there and they just soak your entire apartment in water. There was water pouring down the stairwells and shit. And like, so the apartment's destroyed. And then like an hour later, the Red Cross comes in and they're like, okay, so you're homeless now. And we're going to take you to a shelter where your children are going to be exposed to awful people.
Jeez. Fuck, yeah. Man. None of my shit has ever burned down.
Your house burned down, right?
Yeah, when I was 4, my house burned
really?
Down.
Really?
Yeah, like when I was sleeping and
holy shit.
I had to run out of it.
That's why you learned karate, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I had to fight flames.
That was my childhood. It was like a reflection of my house burning down in my eyes watering. And then when you zoom back out, I was being awarded my black belt. Yeah. I was like, I'm never going to be afraid again. No, I mean, that's like probably why I have trouble sleeping is that...
Yeah, dude, because you're 4, too.
Yeah,
that shit sticks with you.
Yeah.
I remember watching a Cops episode as a kid, because I used to be terrified of fire as a kid. Because they, you know what they do? We mentioned it on the last one. Actually, I just did my stop, drop, and roll bit that never found any success in stand-up on the last show, and it didn't really hit anyway, so I don't really care. But I used to be terrified of fire as a kid, and it's because of all that fire prevention training, which doesn't really do anything. It's if there's a fire, get out of the house. It's like, well, I was going to do that. Why I wouldn't try to get out of the fucking house. Right. But, I remember there was a Cops episode where this, like, the... you know, patrolman's driving and then like he sees through like a subdivision, there's just flames in like a window. So they go over there and they like call the fire department. This like family like loses all their shit and the daughter's just got like her head shaved. And I didn't know what cancer was at the time. And like my mom had explained to me like, yeah, some children die of cancer. And
Jesus Christ.
And I remember like just in that one episode of Cops, like my understanding of how just suddenly overnight your life could become complete shit. Yeah. You get cancer and your house burns down.
We had that like fire prevention bullshit for me like after our house burned down, and it was like 5 and I was really cocky about it. I was like, my house actually did burn down. And, you actually want to run out of there. You don't want to run into the fire.
How did it burn down?
Our neighbors are getting their stairs, like they're getting something done to their stairs. Mm-hmm. And I think like one of the contractors like left a cigarette on the stairs.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
Their house really didn't burn that much. The fire like spread to our house.
What?
Yeah. It was fucked up. I mean, we had insurance and it was fine. We had stolen cable
that
my mom got when she was pregnant with me.
Nice.
And I did her like... It was fine, though.
Is that also how your mom became pregnant with you?
Yeah.
The cable guy showed up. Well, you know, I can get you a discount, but it's going to cost you. Have you ever seen that scene in Forrest Gump where she wants to get the kid into the school?
Yeah.
It's basically that kind of situation.
I mean, it was really that. I mean, if you want to have HBO.
Yeah.
I mean, what's more permanent happiness? Getting your retarded kid into school? Yeah. Or,
that's what actually that little like HBO. 3-finger rubbing motion is. It's you playing with the clit. You think it means money, but it actually it's I'm gonna have to play with your clit. if you want this free TV. Well, that's it. That's the episode. We're out of time. And if you guys got anything you want to say to that, or you tuckered out?
Yes, we want to plug Monday's show at Come On Everybody. This is going to be airing before that, so
yes.
Monday the 26th, Boxing Day. If you're British or something, who celebrates Boxing?
Canada.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. The 26th, Come On Everybody. Doors are at 8, show's at 9.
Does Canada not have Christmas?
They got rid of it.
Oh, damn.
Socialism.
Well, now they have what? Muslim Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
Kwanzaa.
Gave it to the Syrians.
Yeah.
It's a wa Christmas.
Yeah. Prime Minister Justin.
My friend growing up was Muslim and they celebrated Christmas.
Yeah. Muslims love Christmas. Yeah. I mean, Jesus.
Well, yeah, Jesus was like, you know, I mean, he plays like a sort of a background role. He's sort of like, you know, there's Ender's Game and then there's the Ender's Shadow series. And the Bible is sort of like the Ender's Shadow series where Bean plays a bigger role.
The Rock.
Books, excuse me. Yeah. Children's
literature.
Books.
Literature.
Yeah. So to Muslims, Muhammad is Master Chief.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christ now we're is kind of like Cortana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the black man.
Well, it's
officer.
Sort of like, yeah.
Oh,
Jesus,
really?
Jesus Christ is like the Russian roommate in Perfect Strangers, and Muhammad is like Carl
there.
Winslow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
They
all
renamed
right.
Jesus in the Quran. He's Isa.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is like Archie Bunker and fucking Wheezy. Jefferson mm-hmm. is Muhammad.
Jesus
that
Christ,
I got the most.
Jesus Christ is kind of like Bruce Jenner, and Muhammad is kind of like Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
No, now you've completely lost. We're doing spinoffs. So,
well, I was just
we're doing
wanted to say
unified
something
storyline. So,
I wanted to have a fatwa against.
Oh,
our
okay,
podcast.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Cheers and Frasier.
I
do
just
one
wanted
with
to
that.
Say something.
Yeah,
do one
cheers
with Julie Frasier.
Yeah.
Offensive.
I get
Jesus
it.
Is like Frasier and Muhammad. Well, no, I guess Frasier's the. Jesus is like Sam.
Frasier
is
okay. Muhammad. Now I get religion. Yeah. We did it, boys.
Muhammad is the Undertaker. Jesus is Paul Bearer.
Ah, all right.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Cain.
Yeah, Cain would make more sense.
I didn't know.
Imagine
that.
How big Cain must be in real life. Did he
He's
seven?
Like 11 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's the tallest guy.
He's
got to
be so fucking big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's ugly as shit.
Well, yeah, you've got to have some kind of growth deformity. Yeah. We were talking about that guy, Bigfoot Silva, the other day.
Yeah,
which
acromalgy.
He shouldn't be allowed to participate in combat sports. That's like, it's offensive.
But doesn't he get fucked up a lot? Because
he gets
is
fucked
big?
Up horribly because he used to be like, he would take TRT, which is just shooting like pure testosterone into you. And then after a while, people were like, you can't do that.
Right.
And he goes, well, actually, I medically need to take testosterone because I didn't go through enough puberty. And it's kind of like, well, if you medically need testosterone, like if you're going to die if they don't give you testosterone, you probably shouldn't be fighting.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
But ever since he was disallowed from taking steroids or TRT, he just gets horribly maimed.
Yeah.
And because he's so tall, he falls like a giraffe being shot.
Yeah. What he looks like is like, you know where you can do like Simpsons Fi yourself or something?
Yeah.
It's like they made one of those for Donkey Kong and then Benicio Del Toro used the Donkey Kong. And that's what he looks like. Donkey Kong yourself, Benicio Del Toro.
Beautiful.
Is how he looks. So that's the episode. You guys enjoy the holidays.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Your families.
Thanks, Big Dick Felix.
Yeah. Remember,
my pleasure.
Hey, you know what? Take the time to remember that, you know, we lost the war on Christmas. So try to remember the true meaning of Christmas, which is subscribing to the podcast, getting your friends to subscribe to the podcast. And please don't be racist in our name. Thank you, guys.